The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, T-Hack, take your best shot.
Well, I think it's time. It's a beautiful time of the year. My favorite time, I would say.
It's mine too.
Yeah, spooky season.
Do you
season?
Realize, maybe it's because there's so many spoofs, there's so many political parodies out there right now, that your cadence right there was fully Trump? You're like, I think it's time. I think it's the perfect time. Like, because you just kept saying the same word. It's like, dogs, beautiful dogs. You're like, you
were, see, I can't. I thought maybe a Kennedy. Maybe I don't know. I can't
I think
do
it's
a
time.
Trump.
Yeah, no, he does kind of have a Kennedy. We're committed, and this time, yeah. Wow.
Ask not what y'all country do for you.
Did you guys? Sorry, did you guys see Maya Rudolph doing?
I saw.
Oh,
a clip
the voice
of that.
Is perfect. She nailed it.
She did. Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, did she really?
Yeah.
She looks a lot like her.
Yeah. No, it's one of the best. I don't know what to
I think the problem
it.
With... Oh, my God. We're off on a tangent.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to take my best shot.
The problem with Saturday Night Live right now is, from what I've heard, because I didn't watch the little skit, there was like 10 people on that stage, and only one is in the current cast.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like Maya Rudolph, Dana Carvey, like you go down, and Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
And like there's all these people, and it's like, that was hilarious. And it's like, only the Trump guy's actually on the
show now.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, if you're a current cast member, that's kind of got to.
Okay, what does that say?
Yeah.
You guys suck. Anyway, it's time.
Yeah, it's the most beautiful time of the year. The weather's perfect. It's time for fall dates.
I'm a spring guy, but I
Are
do.
Are you really?
I like coming out of the winter and everything, but as I've mentioned, I love dresses and boots. Like there's,
oh yeah,
the idea of going on a date with someone who's it's kind of warm enough, but then they still want to wear boots. I don't know.
Do you think you're a spring guy because your birthday is kind of in the spring? Does that have anything to do? Because our birthday is in the spring too, but we're fall people.
Mm-hmm.
So do you like it because it's like your time?
No, I like it because it's the end of winter. I like coming out of the bad. I don't like going into the bad. I like fall to me. I love the fact that like thank God my hoodies are now going to get a workout. You know, and I have all these like Fiori and different like real thin, like I've bought jackets and then you're like, what? It's, there's almost no time to wear a jacket in Colorado.
Yeah. I know.
It's literally like 2 weeks in the fall because it's like hot,
get like 3 hours in the morning.
Yes. Or when, if you're out at night and you have to carry it with you until you're ready to wear it. And it just sucks because I have like dope jackets with like zippers and crap on it. I'm like, this is a cool jacket. And then it's just winter and it's too cold to even think about the jacket.
Yeah.
And spring, the jackets never work.
But a jacket, great for a fall date.
Yeah.
And we've got a list here of the perfect fall dates. We see if these could interest you or
so you're
Aaron.
Trying
I mean,
to get
Aaron
me-
sounds like she's all in, though.
I love fall dates. They're my favorite.
But you're...
We don't need to talk about it.
Well, wait, like you made a vow of celibacy recently on the show. Sounds like...
Vows reset every 15 minutes. Everyone knows that.
Oh, okay. So it's a...
I still don't have Hinge or Tinder, but the previous guy has maybe come back in.
Okay.
So.
All right. So fall dates for dates all around then.
Okay, let's see.
I think this one you could do, hit up an Oktoberfest celebration. There's food, there's drinks, there's music, games.
Yeah.
What's not to like about that?
Oktoberfest is in September.
Yeah, I think it just ended.
Yeah.
Okay. Next year.
I don't know.
They have soft pretzels there
too. Do you like to go out on dates where drinking is the goal?
I don't mind it.
Okay. It just feels, maybe it's just me, but it's like, I just feel like there's enough predators in the world. It's in the celebrity world, especially in the news in the last, well, God, there's been a ton.
Yeah.
That we could name them all by name and everyone would know who we're talking about.
The last 100 years or so.
Right. It just feels weird to be like, hey, you want to go out on a date? Sure. Where do you want to go? I like to go to an all day drinking thing. And just see where we land.
Yeah,
it feels predatory.
As a first date, is that kind of, or is it good? Because you're kind of, you're loosening a little and we're relaxed.
There are more things to do there. Sure, drinking is a big part of it, but they have.
The soft pretzels. That's what line
I'm
in.
And don't they have like vendors or whatever?
For what?
I don't know.
Kilts?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's an all day pretzel festival in my book.
Yeah, no,
there's music and games.
I'll take it under advisement. Nobody plays it. Okay.
The next one, you'll like this. Go hiking.
Yeah.
The leaves are changing. The weather's crisp and comfortable.
Yep.
Get out
and enjoy
some nature.
I've been doing a lot of that.
Although along your predatory stance, it feels a little...
Right, it's like,
hey,
would you like to go out into the wilderness with me? Would you like to go get rip-roaring drunk or come out in the wilderness? How about we do both? ¿Por qué no los dos?
What's the problem?
No, I'm just saying, I don't think you understand, Aaron. Like, you're a young woman who has very few boundaries.
Thank you.
And not a compliment. And... I'm just a dude that is very nervous about appearing to not have any. I don't have any, but I think I have to have boundaries for you, for the potential dating people out there. You got to be like, hey, you want to go hiking? And it's like, that could be perceived as real weird.
Potentially, but then they'll tell you that. They'll say, hey, why don't we just go get coffee first, meet up?
Yes, I know a coffee shop in the middle of the wilderness. Meet me at that one. My mom makes coffee. She lives in Bailey. Okay, sorry.
You could visit a haunted house. That's a bad one. You could go
no,
on a
we're
hey,
doing
no.
that yeah. one.
We're going
more
on a
more details
flight.
On that to come, but
aren't
yes.
You, are you pressuring her, though, if she, like, you have to kind of be her knight in shining armor if she gets scared?
I
think it might be better if it's like, I'm actually really scared to go. Come with.
So you want the guy to be vulnerable and go.
I don't mind either way because I love them and I'm going to go no matter what.
Okay. I like that. Go on a hayride. This is underrated. Underrated. A hayride.
Overrated. What's
underrated,
good about
underrated.
A hayride?
The last, I went at Aaron's sister had a hayride at her party and it was awesome. It was great. It's like you don't do it. You think you do it, but you. When's the last time you were on a hayride? Years ago. Decades ago, probably.
It wasn't decades. I think the last time I went to a pumpkin patch, the way they took you out to the corn maze or something was
I
on a hay.
I love that.
I do too.
I go to Chatfield every year.
You're so itchy and it's just
I love it.
Histamine in the air.
No, it's
and
great because like, you think you do it, but you never actually get on the hayride, you know?
I don't.
Hers had horses and everything. Yeah. It was awesome.
And mine was pulled by a tractor, but I don't. It doesn't.
Okay. All right. No hayride. You could have a fire pit. Win-win.
Yeah.
Fire pits are great.
They're always wonderful.
But it's always, where's the fire pit? Like the one in your backyard?
It says warm cider by a fire equals very romantic.
Can,
so just anywhere.
You, like, will you come over to my...
Sometimes outside
options.
Of like a hotel they have them. You could just kind of...
Or like a brewery.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I shouldn't say it out loud. This is an unsolicited endorsement. I have started to spend a lot of time at the Gaylord.
Interesting.
Because it's just... It's close enough to my house. It's not... The bars by my house suck. With all due respect, and you know who you are, your bar sucks. It's all dudes sitting there. There's no potential for hayrides. There's none of that. But like the Gaylord has all these Adirondack chairs in the back. Do you know which direction the Gaylord faces?
West?
West, southwest, sort of.
Oh.
So the sun sets... directly behind downtown Denver.
That's cool.
So it's just like, you see all the shape of the buildings as the sun is going down. They've got a dude out there playing guitar sometimes on the weekend. I mean, it's like...
That's cool, yeah.
And there's fire pits everywhere.
And is it still kind of commute? Like, there's other people there. You're not... Do you ever, like, reach out to the other tables
patrons?
Or whatever? Like, or is it just like a restaurant, you kind of stay at your table?
Well,
or
you're
it...
when you're sitting in the fire pits, you're sitting around with other people, which is
cool.
A little strange. But like,
but then it's
most
less
of the people
pressure.
They're not from here, though. Because most of the people out there are like traveling. So that's how I get by with things, because nobody has a clue. They're like, nobody looks at me like, I know that voice. I'm like, you want to go in the wilderness?
No.
Couple more here.
Okay.
We'll find you a good fall date. You could visit a winery. Huh?
Why is everything
drink related?
Yeah, you go on booze dates often.
Not often, no.
Would you go on a first date booze related?
Yeah.
Winery feels fancier. Feels a little like you get to show off.
Where are you going to a winery in Denver?
There's
the hayride takes me.
There's Infinite Monkey Theorem. I don't even know if they have a winery anymore that you can visit.
Yeah,
they
I
used
don't
to
know.
Have one in.
Isn't
Stanley.
There one just like a little north?
There's Balestree or something. And our HR girl always talks about Sparrow.
Oh.
But it's spelled with an E.
Okay.
Like Spiro. No, it's not terrible. Or you drive over to Palisade. Get in my car. Let's drive through the wilderness.
I guess that's all how you sell it. The last one, I don't know about this one. You could go to a football game.
I've never been, so I'm down. I've never been to an NFL game.
Is that a lot of pressure, though? It's like, we're big Broncos fans. You better be. You better be one, too.
All right. Aaron and I will go on a double date with the first two people who text in that know a remote location to bury a body when the date is done.
Bury a body wasn't on the list.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.